with Bryce Hamilton, he's passing up on perimeter shots when he's getting the ball kicked to him. Is it that he's not getting the ball in the right position, or is he still a little gun-shy?
I think it's probably a little bit of both. I mean, I think he's Bryce needs to do a better job of getting ready to shoot when the ball's on its way, and that's something we're working on. And, you know, and also Bryce has an ability that most people don't of getting by his defender. So I think that's kind of his first priority, is to kind of get his defender off balance and get in there and get a shot up on the rim, which he has a great ability to do.
Yeah, you know, it's an interesting mix because stuff should be working for you guys, considering the fact that not a lot of teams have, when Bryce is on the floor, between Bryce and Hardy and Mutrie Long and also Tillman, guys who can pump and go. I mean, just kill people off the dribble, but it doesn't always seem to be equating into the finish. But, I mean, the opportunity's there. I mean, you guys have something unique as compared to a lot of teams.
Oh, no, absolutely. And, again, I think it just goes back to the, you know, continuing to learn each other and gel with each other. You know, we had guys join at the end of the summer, so we're still relatively new to each other, especially in competition against other people. You know, four games in, and so like you mentioned, Donnie, Eli, Bryce, Amari, you know, Jonah, they all bring something different and unique, but at the same time, you know, on paper, it looks like they should be just able to throw them out there and make it work, but they're just going to continue to learn each other and hopefully get better.
Donnie played a lot better the last two games. He had a tough time against Kansas State. What did he change anything against Cal and UCLA?
I'm sure he did. You know, I didn't speak to him personally about changing his routine or anything, but I think it was just one of those days that just he just couldn't quite get it going. And, I mean, he's obviously a good player, great kid, and I think he just kind of recognized his faults and talked with and met with coach and, you know, just kind of turned it for the better after that.
Defensively against UCLA, you guys, did you – mostly do the right things? Were they just hot from three?
No, I'd say we were a little timid, I think, and we played a little bit on our heels, and you've got to be just as aggressive defensively as you do offensively, and you've got to create hesitancy and doubt and uncertainty in the offense like they did to us. And when you're letting them just kind of zip it around the perimeter and pass it into shooting pockets, you know, most players at the Division I level will be able to knock down shots.
Especially when it's big guys out there doing it. That's the part that's a little disappointing, when you've got the faster, you know, the smaller team that should have the advantage. When they're taking 6'9" guys and making them into stretch elements, they shouldn't be able to zip it around as much as they were.
Yeah. And then and unfortunately, we kind of let them do that and get comfortable, and that's the result.
Mbaké right now, first of all, talk about his defense, because I know, you know, not everyone is going to concentrate on Mbaké's defense, but pick and roll and just in general his defensive recognition.
Yeah, Mbaké is he's an elite defender, and he understands, you know, especially pick and roll defense. He's about as good as anybody there is, and he does a great job because his mind is just always on helping his teammate. And when you start with that base, you know, I think that's what all the great guys, the great players defensively do, because then they can always, you know, lend a helping hand or kind of mess up the offensive rhythm.
When you were playing, were you a fan of the lob? I don't mean on the receiving end.
Yeah.
On the dishing end, because it can be a weapon, especially with a team like you guys, where guys are getting downhill and getting into double teams.
Yeah, I mean, of course, you know, anytime you get down there and the defense kind of steps up or reacts, a lot of times the lob will be the look. And you know, Mbaké, I mean, last game we had Amari and Bryce kind of throw him one, and I think he was just a little off balance and a little surprised on.
What's the hardest part for you guys at guard? Is it, you know, when to throw it? Because, like, is there a point where you're just too deep and too close to the big man where you shouldn't be throwing it? Like, what's – because there is a connection and a rhythm, and, you know, there's the opposition's in the way, so it's not a free lob.
Right, but it's not the easiest.
But it has worked. But as a guard, what are you looking for?
I think there becomes a point where you either know you're going to get a layup or a short shot at the rim, or you got to pitch it up. And you know, that's just something that we've continued to work on. And the bigs being in the spot where the guards know they're going to be there, kind of forcing their defender to make a decision a little bit earlier, gives the guards a little bit more time, so that everybody's in sync. Because if the big's not expecting it, then it doesn't do any good. And if the guard doesn't think he's going to be there, then it doesn't do any good.